24-year-old Hamisa John says there was no fighting in her residential area of Dar es Salaam in Khartoum by the time she and her husband and their two-year-old baby boy fled the area. She says her family traveled safely by bus to South Sudan's border town of Reng. John says her troubles started when she stepped into Reng town.
When we came, we reached Reng at the border of South Sudan. To get out from Reng and reach Faluch was very difficult. No transport, people sometimes used lorries. When we got out of Khartoum, it was easy because there was public transport. And when we met with the soldiers, they allowed us to get out without any challenge.
She says life at Faluch was too expensive for returnees who did not have enough money for food, water and accommodation.
Especially at the airport, things are very expensive. A small bottle of water cost 1,000 South Sudanese pounds, and getting it is more difficult, better at the residence. A plate of food is at 2,000 SSP, where they only put 3 paper food and very little sauce, which cannot satisfy a man.
Gloria Gunia is a resident of Juba who took her son to Khartoum for medical care, but was trapped inside Khartoum when violence broke out across the city on April 15th. Gunia says she used a hide-and-seek tactic to avoid being caught up in heavy fighting between the Sudan Armed Forces and paramilitary rapid support forces.
I was there for like almost five months. I went there in December and 6, so I was there. I took my son for treatment. We were there, so the war broke out while I was there. So we managed to stay there. We escaped from home. We shifted to some different areas. So by then, the treatment was not completely because we were there for some time, and the doctor also referred us to India for the operation because he told us the operation is not going to be there in Sudan.
She says she and her son waited for commercial flights in Khartoum for 2 weeks, adding that life was difficult for the first 2 weeks of the fighting.
We stayed like for 2 weeks after the war broke out, so we are there. Things were not easy, and flights were not there, so we decided to come via Reng, and from Khartoum even to Rabak. It wasn't easy because the fighting was also there. After we left Soba Sherik, the fight broke out like an hour. We left the place, so it wasn't easy. But by the grace of God, I thank God, we reached safely to Rabak, we reached to Reng, we reached to Faluch. Even getting flight wasn't easy, but good enough because I had a child, so we managed to get a flight. The third day we reached Faluch. So by the time also we reached Juba, the flight also crashed, went to different direction, but we thank God we reached safely, and now I'm here in Juba.
John says she paid 60,000 South Sudanese pounds, equivalent to $70, for a plane ticket from Faluch to Juba. She says she hopes the fighting in Khartoum ends so she can return because she prefers living in Khartoum than South Sudan. The UN estimates that millions of South Sudanese are now returning home due to instability in the Sudan. It also says more than 70,000 South Sudanese returnees and refugees have crossed into South Sudan and are waiting for transport to their hometowns across South Sudan's 10 states and 3 administrative areas. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.